Thanks, Steve. It's Bill F. It's Harry Tynowitz. You might think that physical fitness and comedy wouldn't go hand in hand. They wouldn't go together. You would be wrong. Bob Vanney is here right now. He's got a show, Tell All Fitness Training Comedy Show, that'll be at the Laugh Factory on Thursday, August the 8th. Hi. Nice to see you, Bob.
Well, first and foremost, thanks for having me. Well, I know I could die now because I just asked Walter Jacobson where the bathroom's at. So, you know, I made it. This is the building.
That's the pinnacle. It doesn't get better than that.
Right, exactly. But, yeah, thanks for having me, Bill. Appreciate
it. All right, so like I said, this is an unlikely pairing because having done stand-up for years, and Harry was a stand-up for years, sometimes the stand-up comics aren't the most physically fit people on the planet.
Correct.
Sometimes.
Correct.
But you've managed to not only maintain yourself, but you're in peak physical condition. What's going on? How are you doing this?
Because of my shtick, 30 years of in-home fitness training, and I have to stay in shape because I'm doing a one-man show about 30 years of in-home training, and the stories are just hilarious. They're true, crazy stories. With my client's consent, they let me tell these stories.
You use the real names or not the real names?
Oh, no, you use nicknames.
Okay.
So, like, negotiating Ned. He's always trying to negotiate the workout.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, we're doing 20 push-ups, 20 sit-ups, 20 dips. He's like, no, think of something else. I'm not doing it.
Wait a minute. I grew up next to that guy.
He goes, let's do 9-6-3. I go, 9-6. Are we negotiating? You don't negotiate.
You can't negotiate training.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
I look over. He's lighting up. He's like, that's a good plan, but it sucks. I'm not doing it. I got a headache. Think of something else. So there's that guy. And then, oh, my gosh. Crazy Carl. He hates late. If you show up on time, you're late. One time I was 10 minutes late. I get in the basement. He's a Vietnam vet. He comes up behind me, puts his thumb under my thumb. He goes, you know, I can kill you 8 different ways with my thumb. I go, what are you doing? He's like, you're late. Well, there's a train. It stopped. He goes, dit. I don't want to know what happened out at sea. I just want to have ships come in. You know?
Wow.
It's Crazy Carl.
Dangerous.
Overly Seductive Susan. I'm mad at you. Why? Because I had my lips done. You didn't even notice. Like, it's 7 a.m. I don't even know what my own lips look like. You know? So, very seductive women.
Do your clients know that you're writing a book, and do they try to get into it by doing something crazy?
They're climbing over each other. Oh, tell this story. Yeah, they love it. Yeah, like there's Yo-Yo Diet Daryl. He's always like, you know, we all know this guy. You know, like, he's like, I got the condiment diet. I lost 10 pounds in 4 days. It's always 10 pounds in four days. I have condiments, relish, mustard, ketchup.
Oh.
Yeah, right. First, I got the runs, but I lost 10 pounds.
Well, that's good news.
Gave it all back. The peanut M&M diet. One peanut M&M every 15 minutes. You could bank them for the rest of the day. A whole bowl of peanut. I lost 10 pounds in 4 days. Yeah. And the shot glass diet. You can eat whatever you want, but it's got to be in the shot glass. He's trying to make his own gimmicks up. He loses it, but he gains it back. He doesn't listen.
With shot glass diet, can you take as many trips as you want back?
I think you can. I think you can.
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever had a period in your life where you've been out of shape? You've been in good shape forever, right?
I have. I have since football, since I was 12.
Yeah.
But I tried an experiment. I tried to see how much weight I can gain and how much I can gain it back because I want to see. They say once you're in shape before, you can get it back quick. So that's it. Yeah. Once you're in shape before, it's called body memory. You'll get it back quick. So I gave myself the test. I was hating it, but I gained 20-some pounds, and I lost it all.
And you wanted to do that.
I wanted
you
to.
You set out to do that.
Kind of like the McDonald's guy, remember? The Big Macs. And
Morgan Spurlock.
A home run.
I was breathing heavy. I hated it. I felt like I couldn't even put my clothes on. It was just so uncomfortable, but I like being this way. I'm so used to it. I mean, we're creatures of habit. Like, I'd rather have a chopped salad than a cheeseburger, you know, because it takes metabolism to speed up, you know, to lose weight. So
do you ever cheat on the diet yourself? Do you ever just have a birthday cake, just eat a whole cake or something?
6 days on, one day off.
Is that how you do it?
But my stomach can't take it because I'm so used to, you know, eating clean.
Right.
And all of a sudden, okay, let's have a pizza. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's,
it messes with you.
Yeah, it messes with you. So
can you whip anyone into shape? Have you ever met anyone that you said to yourself, I can't, this is somebody I cannot
30
help.
Years, over 500 clients. Yes, give me anyone. I could
really?
I had a man who was 550 pounds. He lost. We had to get down 200 pounds because he was too heavy for the surgery. So we got him down to 200. He got him down to 3-something, and he got the surgery, but he had to lose 200 pounds first.
Yeah.
Because he didn't qualify. So
they wouldn't do the surgery on him unless he lost 200 pounds.
Weight. Exactly.
Wow. How long did it take to get him down to 200?
Yeah, a solid year.
And that's the lap band surgery, the two stomachs?
It was the lap band surgery. Yes, yes.
I know two people that had that surgery that didn't work on. One of them is here in Chicago. The other one is Charlie Weiss, the former Patriots defensive coordinator and Notre Dame coach.
Yeah.
He sued. He sued the hospital and he sued the surgeons individually because he had the surgery and like 2 months later he's got all his weight back.
Yeah.
I think you can go to court and say, Charlie, it's not the surgery.
Right.
Yeah.
Bob, what about this? As we get older, it gets harder and harder to maintain a certain physical physique or to lose weight. What do you tell people that are getting up into their 40s or into their 50s and beyond where it's harder and harder?
First and foremost, weight impact. You need impact because you lose testosterone. When you're 30 years old, you start losing 2% a year of testosterone. So you have to hit those weights. Even those testosterone shots are great. Yeah, we get up there. We have to work out. It's like brushing your teeth. You have to work out now. It's got to be almost like 6 days, 7 days a week. And
that often, huh?
You have to hit the weights first because for every pound of muscle you have, you burn up to 50 calories per pound. Every pound of fat you have, you burn 2 calories per pound. So you got to have impact. So, and you can't bulk up from weights. I have negative Nancy. You're bulking me up. I'm bulk. Yes, you are. You know, no, it's your poor eating that's bulking you up. So yeah, weights first and foremost. And the aerobic is minimal. You know, the heart's a dumb muscle. If you're doing curls, your heart's getting in shape. You don't have to run 10 miles. And they're saying it's not bad for your knees. It's, you know, so yeah.
Is it bad for your knees to run that often? It is.
Wrong. Yeah. I mean, there's ways you can do it right, but nobody knows how to run right. I mean, people run like this and they're on the concrete, wrong shoes. I mean, it's so perfected today.
Sure.
But you know.
So as a stand-up, you have this unique, I've never seen before, ability to incorporate your physical training and the regimens you give for people.
Exactly.
And it works into it shows up on stage as great material.
Exactly.
Does it work in reverse? Like when you've got a patient, when you've got someone who you're training, client, we'll call him a client.
All right.
If you've got a client and like he's not able to go as fast as you want him to go or lift as much as you want to lift or do whatever, do you break out the humor? Is it always fun?
Yeah, you have to make it fun because you got to be accountable. Like, oh, I don't want to work out today. Oh, I get to see Bob. He'll make me laugh. So they want to see you. Right. Because the average trainer lasts around 12 weeks. I have got clients for 30 years.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, his brother.
You're doing
years.
Something, right?
Yeah. He said, you got me for six months, young man. And all of a sudden, 28 years later. You know. So, yeah, if they like you, you're just set. But, yeah, they have to believe in you. You have to look the part. You know, you don't want to walk in, okay, ready to go, snap out a cigarette.
So no. Don't smoke while you're teaching, while you're training,
you
you're saying.
Stage,
okay,
right. You don't
that's
want,
solid
you know,
advice.
Yeah, you want to, you know, they say practice what you preach and all that. So, exactly.
Bob, you mentioned working out 6 days a week is in your best interest, but I've had trainers tell me you don't want to work muscles 2 days in a row. You got to give the muscles time to react to what you've just done. Is that true
or not? Exactly. Yeah. You want to give it rest. So I hit each body part twice a week. Remember, it's 70% eating, too. I mean, your muscles 80% water, so you got to get 1/3 in ounces of your body weight in water. I mean, you need proteins, lean meats, salads, you know, that pizza. You know, if there's a 500 calorie burger and a 500 calorie chopped salad, everyone's like, oh, I'll just have the burger. It's 500 calories. No, it takes nutrition to burn fat, speed up your metabolism. So go for that salad. So that's the thing.
The breakdown time is different.
Yeah. The 100 calorie snack wells, that's all garbage. You want to, So real nutrition. So, but I'm educating people on stage and making them laugh at the same time with the stories, which is so unique about this.
You've cornered the market on this. I don't know anyone else is doing this.
This is the first time I got a book coming out, and it's it's just pretty incredible. I'm having a blast with it. These are true copyrighted stories, and I talk about I invented an ab device that was on QVC, and it broke on stage. Oh. 80 million homes. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, that's a sequel. But yeah,
that's not good.
I was on Oprah. I had this mobile gym.
All right. Hold that thought, because I want to ask you about your contact with Oprah. Bob Vanney's here. BobbyVShow.com is the website to visit, and he'll be performing at the Laugh Factory coming up soon. The show is in August 8th, and doors open at 7, but the show will start at 8. We'll pick this up in just a little bit. It's Bill and Harry in for Wendy on WGN. It makes you do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger. It's Bill F. It's Harry Tyner with Terry's filling in for Wendy. She'll be back on Friday. Bob Vanney's here, certified fitness trainer and comedian. His show, Tell All Fitness Training Comedy Show, will be at the Laugh Factory on Thursday, August 8th. Go to laughfactory.com. Your ticket information is there. It's harder for women to maintain a weight, isn't it, than it is for guys? It's not fair, but it's true, isn't it?
It's very true. It's very true. It's just
why is that?
Well, they have more body fat.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. That's the bottom line. I mean, it goes back to the more muscle, the more fat you're going to burn. We're trying to get our bodies into a fat-burning machine. That's the goal. So, but some of these women at the clubs, though, great shape.
They're doing it good?
They know what to do. Yeah, a lot of these trainers. But, I just want to tell one more quick story. You know, a lot of, just because you're a certified trainer doesn't make you a certified, you know, physician, because they're going to ask you medical questions. Right. And this guy pulls his pants down and his shorts, everything. And he goes, "Hey, Bob, what is this? Like a wart or a cyst on my, well, I'm not a doctor. Pull your pants up. Hey, take it easy. Take it easy. Just take a look at this. It's pussing over." Now he starts chasing me around. I know we're in the radio, but he starts, remember the potato sack race? He starts chasing me. "Come on. No, come here. I'm paying you. Get over here. Take a look at this." He starts chasing me around the room. So there's just stories after stories like that.
But you get a nice fruit basket on your birthday, so everybody wins.
Exactly, right?
I'm just glad we could hear the phrase "pussing over."
Yeah, the pussing. What is this? What is this? You know.
So there's obviously a psychological part of this because you know, if you're overweight, out of shape, you've fought the battle. You've done every diet, Atkins diet, rice diet, you know, the Stokely diet. So the cerebral part where you encourage them, like, I tend to be really good during the day, but at night, I'm the last one awake, and I'm just up, and I'm watching TV, or I'm on the computer, so, like, that's when I get in trouble. How do I stop myself from doing
that? Which is my next thing.
I was due for a
question. I have my clients keep a log of everything they're doing. You think about having a steak, you write it down, your fruits, your vegetables, all your activity, rake in the yard, golf. So I took a look at one of my clients' logs. He put down activity, Saturday morning, 9 a.m., sex with wife. 9:01 nap. 9:40 So, but the bottom line is, you have to, you have to keep a log, keeps you accountable, because once you derail, you're like, forget it. But you have to, journal, it's almost like a journal. And have a calendar in your room. I used to do Kid Fit, and these kids were not listening. They're jumping on everything. So I created this 90-day board game called Healthy Habits for Kids. And when there was prizes, there's Vanny Bucks, and they loved it. They're paying attention, they reached their goal, they did the push-ups. So, yeah, that's another
But don't you think, Bob, that that's the key to it, is getting people acclimated at a very young age to getting some kind of a regular workout.
Right? Exactly.
That's a big important part
of it. Well, they say, it's expensive to stay in shape. It's not true at all. It's very easy. It's just, it takes, you have to prep your food. Like, I have my clients prep on Sunday. You're going to prep again on Wednesday. Prep your food, because you're hungry, you're going to grab whatever you can see. I'm starving. We're creatures of habit. You're going to grab bread when you get home. But you have to be educated on why this works. And in this day and age, I mean, still 1 in 3 kids are overweight, 1 in 6 are obese. I mean, it's getting, it's still bad. I mean, just, you know, a lot of inner city kids are just going for the McDonald's, the Taco Bell. But it's,
you say fast food in extreme moderation is okay? Like, if you do it every once in a while, that's fine. But doing it once or twice or three times a week, then you got a problem, huh?
Exactly. Right. It's cheap. But I mean, McDonald's said, "Hey, you know, we have the salads, we got the yogurt. Don't blame us. Right. You know, we got everything, you know, so don't, it's not on us." So, and they're right.
Everything in moderation, especially moderation.
Right. Exactly. Boy, Harry, that's profound.
I like that.
That was beautiful. So, my cousin,
tearing up.
Not to go Gabe Kaplan on you. But did I ever tell you, Bill, about my cousin Helen?
No, Gabe. What was he like?
Cousin Helen kept her scale in front of the refrigerator.
Oh
nice.
Just really extreme.
Wow. One of my clients, you could buy this online, a pound of fat. A pound of fat looks like this, like a floating brain. 1 pound of fat, he puts that on his kitchen table. Yeah. So remember Oprah? She wheeled
in a wagon.
Yeah, a wagon. 25
she
pounds.
Walked around with a wagon.
25 pounds of fat looks like this. Yeah, you don't believe. It'll just gross you out. Like, why would you want to eat that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
speaking of Oprah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
You've had some contact with Oprah.
They called me, and I was on her show. It was incredible. I created these mobile homes, and I gutted them out, and I made them to mobile gyms. I started training people, the Ditkas, the local celebrities, in these mobile homes. And they called me and said, "Hey, you want to be my, it's called Pampering Your Life. You want to be on the show?" I was on the show. I trained the audience, and that movie Tin Cup. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
So Rene Russo, the whole cat, Kevin Costner, Don John, they're waiting for me to get done, and I was done because she does 2 shows a day, and so I was looking for the bathroom. Again, who I run into, Rene Russo. "Hey, you're that mobile gym guy." I go, "Now, are we seeing other people? Are we exclusive?" Or
wow.
And you're a doll. I went to give her a hug. She's like, "Did the swim move?" Ask me.
That's how the stars are, so Bob.
She's adorable.
So, wow.
But that was the Oprah experience.
Were you intimidated by Oprah, or was that comfortable for you?
Well, it was like, so the gym comes to you, blah, blah, blah. And then she goes, "We'll be right back after this message." And then she goes, "I would do that. Let's go to the gym." What? Oprah, you just told millions of people, like, let's go to the gym. You know? But it's amazing. She stands there, and then the 5 people attack her. You know, makeup. And she lifts her leg up. They put new shoes on her. Scarves. It's amazing. The Oprah show is smaller than yeah.
You get a mobile gym, and you get a mobile gym, and you get a mobile gym. Very generous, that Oprah. That's exciting. That's great. Good for you.
I was on my Ditka show. I thought that was, you know.
Oh, wow. Oprah.
Yeah, Ditka
coach.
Show. Yeah, the coach. Love that guy. Trained him and his wife.
What's the longest you've ever gone without doing physical fitness? Have you ever been in a period where you just go, you know what, I'm going to take a month off and just see what happens? Have you ever done that or never?
It's taking like a bottle away from a baby. I get crabby. If I don't work out, I get a little crabby. Ask my girlfriend. So, I had to take 10 days off. I had hernia surgery, and it was killing me that I had to take that off. But I try to work out, do something, just to say, you know, I am so – when you're – we're creatures of habit. Once you're programmed in, you want to keep going. Because I'm so used to being in this shape since football, since high school.
Yeah.
And it's hard. When you get out of shape, it puts me in a depressed mode.
Oh, I know. I totally get that.
It's like, that's not who I am.
I have a friend who smoked cigarettes for 35 years. And we'll just call him Danny Mac.
All right.
And 35 years he smoked cigarettes. Right. And he stopped for like a week, and he was telling everybody that smoked how bad cigarette smoking is.
Right.
And he, shortly after that, went back to cigarettes.
Oh, no.
So I lost a bunch of weight, but I would never tell somebody who's out of shape to lose weight, because I realize how thin the ice, no pun intended, how thin the ice is. So do you ever turn to a friend or a friend of a friend and say, hey, you really got to get in shape?
Yeah, I do. I just stay up. Well, they come to me. But I'll tease them, though, because you don't want to really... upset them, but they would come to me and ask. But that cigarette story kind of hits home, because I had a client says, I never met her yet. It said, meet me in the basement. I'm warming up on the treadmill. So I go downstairs. I'm like, what is that smell? I turn the corner. She's on the treadmill with a cigarette ashtray. How you doing, doll? Did you find a place okay?
Smoking while working out.
Working out. And
so Joan Rivers didn't die. She's just in a basement on a stairmaster.
Smoking while working out. Yeah, that was you can't smoke it. Look, baby steps, okay, doll? We just met. You have to pay someone else $90 a session to hand me weights. I'm like, fine, But
we live in a time where smoothies are, for most people, a daily drink or some sort of power bar. Are those good for you or not good for
you? Great question, and I'm going to say no, because
they're
high in calories. Like, you want to eat your fruit. You don't want to drink your fruit, because the fiber it fills you up. I mean, those Jamba juices could be 600 calories.
Yeah,
You'd be surprised. A calorie is a calorie is a calorie. But
even the ones, Bob, the one that I drink this thing called Blue Machine, and it says no added sugar on it. Do I still want to stay away from that?
By law, what's the calories? Blue Machine. I've heard of it. But
It's like, somewhere in the 200s for like a 12-ounce bottle.
Oh, yeah.
It's not horrible.
Right. I know guys doing shake meal. They do a shake meal. Yeah. So I think that's good. But there's these 600 babies that are just...
that's too much.
What's the problem here?
Yeah, that adds up
quick. But you're right. It's keep it two. Yeah. You're supposed to have six meals a day. Have six
meals a day.
That's easy. But 300 calories.
I can do that by 4 o'clock.
Yeah. What you don't want to do is do one big meal at the end of the day. Your metabolism slows down after 3 o'clock. So
get your bigger eating done early and let it taper off as the day goes on.
We had this nanny, and she's like, you Americans, we don't have dinner. You have late dinners, 9 p.m.
Yep.
Like, we eat late. Like, no, we have no dinner. We just have a light snack at 3, 4. That's it. We're done. Breakfast, lunch. And then that's
what happens.
And then just you could have protein drinks, like whey protein drinks.
Yeah,
What is your favorite treat, like to snack on, to cheat on?
That's a good question. It's movie popcorn. For some reason, movie popcorn is my favorite. I'm just I just never stopped.
You hold the butter off on that though.
Yeah, I hold the butter off, it's like the tub is gone. I don't care how full I am. I'm still gonna eat that.
Do it
right,
Bob. Great to see you. Hey. Go see Bob Vanni. He's performing now. This doesn't take place until August. It's August the 8th at the Laugh Factory. It's a show, tell all fitness training comedy show. And when is the book scheduled for release?
That's going to be in the fall of end of the year. Yeah,
you have a title for that already or not?
It's called Ripped. Yeah, it's called Ripped from Baby to Comedian. Yeah, Ripped Baby to Comedian. And there's a big, the picture has a picture of a mic on it.
I smell a movie deal.
Yeah.
The Rock is texting me. The Rock wants in on this, Bob. Go see Bob Vanni. Thanks, Bob. Great to see you. We'll take a quick break.
Thanks, absolutely. Bob. Terrific.
A break, some news, more show. Bill and Harry in for Wendy on WGN.